Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the technical trenches.
And I'm Jamie, here to ensure Alex doesn't leave us in the digital dust without explaining all the techie talk. Today, we're talking about building sustainable systems, a topic that's not only crucial for our tech, but for our planet, too.
Absolutely, Jamie. It's all about how environmental tech meets some cool tools like pandas, pods, and Go microservices. Let's kick things off with pandas. Not the cute bears, mind you, but the Python library that's a powerhouse for data analysis.
Right, because when you're tracking air quality or modeling climate change, you're dealing with some messy data. But Alex, can you break down how pandas helps with that?
Imagine you've got a spreadsheet from hell. Missing values, different units of measurement, timestamps all over the place. Pandas swoops in like a data superhero. It can clean up that data, make sure everything's in the right format, and even handle huge data sets by breaking them into chunks.
A spreadsheet from hell? Been there. But chunking data sounds like a smart way to not overwhelm your computer. Moving on, pod management with Kubernetes. That sounds like we're herding futuristic space peas. What's the deal?
Not far off, Jamie. Pods are essentially containers for your applications, and Kubernetes is like the shepherd. It makes sure these containers can scale up or down based on demand, which is great for efficiency. No wasted resources.
Efficiency in tech is like finding a seat in a packed coffee shop on a Monday morning. Priceless. Now, Go microservices. That's Go, not Pokemon Go, folks.
Exactly. Go is a programming language perfect for building microservices, which are like tiny dedicated programs doing one specific job. They're super efficient and can handle lots of requests without breaking a sweat, making them ideal for environmental monitoring.
I like the sound of that. Efficiency, speed, and not breaking a sweat. Sign me up. But we also have Fastly CDN in the mix. I've heard of CDN as a content delivery network, right? How does it fit into this sustainable tech puzzle?
Spot on, Jamie. Fastly is a CDN that caches content close to where it's needed, so it doesn't have to travel long digital distances. This reduces latency, saves bandwidth, and ultimately energy. It's like having a local bakery in every neighborhood, so you don't have to drive across town for fresh bread.
Fresh bread at every corner, and faster internet. That's a future I can get behind. So we've got all these components, pandas, Kubernetes, Go microservices, and Fastly CDN coming together to build a sustainable system. But Alex, what's the real-world impact of this?
Great question. Imagine a renewable energy company that can now forecast energy needs more accurately, scale its operations efficiently, and deliver data at lightning speed globally. This reduces waste, cuts down energy use, and makes the whole operation more sustainable.
Wow, that's impactful. It's like tech is having its cake and eating it too. Powerful, efficient, and environmentally friendly.
Exactly, Jamie. And for our tech enthusiasts wanting to dive deeper, start experimenting with these tools. There's no better way to learn than by doing. Plus, who knows, you might just build the next big sustainable solution.
And on that inspiring note, it's time to wrap up today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and a big thank you to Alex for breaking down the complex world of sustainable systems.
Always a pleasure, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. Remember, the future is sustainable, and with tech, we're building it one line of code at a time.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives. Until next time, keep your tech sustainable and your coffee strong.